This is the message of the Blessed Virgin Mary and Jesus to the world through the seer Veronica Lucan. Today is Wednesday, August 21st, Eve of the Feast of the Immaculate Heart of Mary in the year of our Lord, 1985. We are presently about 200 yards south of the world-famous Unisphere at the Vatican Pavilion site in Flushing Meadows Park, Flushing, Long Island, New York.
There are the tall lights of Our Lady, blue, round bowls, very dark in color. I would say that they are like a, not a baby blue, a beautiful blue coloring, similar to bordering on the purple, which must indicate the suffering that the world is now going through and also what Our Lady is trying to stop in her pursuits all over the world. Now, high above the statue, more than a mile, I would say, in distance, there is a beautiful stream of light. They're coming down and they're ricocheting off the trees now, the lights. They're very brilliant. They're like clear water. I have no human words that could describe the lights. They're clear as crystal, they're beautiful. Now, as the circle of light above us is opening up, I see Our Lady now coming through the circuit of light. Oh, she is absolutely beautiful. She has on a white gown, a very brilliant white gown that catches all of the movements of the trees and all about her. I feel that is her glorious attachment in her earthen life when she was on earth to everything about us, which she's very familiar with. Now, Our Lady is coming down slowly. It's quite windy, and her gown is blowing about her ankles. The gown is very long. It goes past her shoe instep. Now, as the air has appeased a little, Our Lady is looking about her. She has on a mantle, a beautiful white mantle, but all about the mantle, there is about a half inch of gold all around her mantle. I cannot see her hair. Our Lady has never allowed me to see her without her covering on her head. Now Our Lady is looking about her and smiling. She's just now about a foot above the statue, just a foot, directly in the center. Now Our Lady is taking her beads from about her waist. She has on a gold type of braided waist piece. It doesn't seem to be like a belt. It seems to be sewed into the waist of the gown. And Our Lady now is taking her rosary, the beautiful rosary with the golden Our Fathers and the Hail Marys in white, but that actually are gathering all the colors of the rainbow. And they're very, very difficult to explain the effect on your eyes because you're looking through clear diamonds, the most gorgeous sight I have ever seen in my life. It's absolutely beautiful. And Our Lady is coming a little closer now. She's looking about herself, and she's looking back and pointing up to the sky. And there above Our Lady, I can see the sky opening up again. The clouds have drifted apart. And Jesus is coming through the clouds now. They're drifting apart from him so that he is almost in the oval circlet of light. Now Jesus is coming down, and he's now approaching our Blessed Mother. She's looked back now and smiled, and he's nodding. I know he's telling her to go ahead. Now Jesus is moving slowly to be on Our Lady's right side, but Our Lady now is going over to our left side, just above the large tree, and she's extending the crucifix of her rosary and making the sign of the cross in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Ghost. Now Our Lady is looking and smiling, and she's drifting now. She just floats. She doesn't walk the way we do. She just floats so beautifully. Now she's above her statue, and Jesus now has followed her over. He's standing still at her right side, and Our Lady is looking over to her left side, which would be our right, and she's holding the crucifix up like this, very high, and making the sign of the cross in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Ghost. Now Our Lady is coming over, with Jesus is following her, and they're standing just above Our Lady's statue. Now Jesus has touched his third finger to his lips. Now Our Lady is also nodding, and she is touching with her crucifix. She's kissing the crucifix on her rosary like that, and Our Lady now is touching her finger to her lips. My child, will you not succor our son in Rome? Pope John Paul II, my child, by repeating to all the world one of the prayers so close to my son, the Eternal Father and the Spirit of Life. You will repeat this, my child. Oh my God, I'm heartily sorry for having offended thee, and I confess to all my sins, because I dread the loss of heaven and the pains of hell. But most of all, because I love thee, my God, who are all good and deserving of all my love, I firmly resolve, with the help of thy grace, to confess my sins, to do penance, and to mend my life. Amen. My child, you must know in your own area and throughout the world about Catholic nations. They have forfeited another key to heaven when they discard the prayers that heaven has given to them to guard their souls and the souls of their families and their children. These are all parts of the armor of heaven in the fight with the Antichrist forces. My child and my children, I must constantly warn you and repeat over and over the necessity for wearing the brown scapula and also praying by deeds of prayer, the rosary. You must keep the rosary going link to link, prayer to prayer, throughout your country, Canada, and the world, my child. There is one grain left only in the hourglass. I know this bereaves you, my child, for me to have to bring such dire tidings, but my heart is also heavy, for there are many who are coming to us over the veil, and what can we do with them as our tears fall with their pleadings? However, as has been ordained by the Eternal Father, where there has been no repentance upon earth, that soul must be rejected. Or will there be mercy for that soul, my child and my children, through your prayers for the dead, that they be given a short or long term in purgatory? My child and my children, I do not have to tell you that the knowledge of hell and purgatory has been slowly corrupted, cut apart, and cut asunder from the church. My child and my children, you are all my children. I judge you not by color or race, and I do not judge you by your creed. However, should the knowledge of the one true church be given to you, and the way to heaven along the narrow road be given to you, you will follow it, or you will be rejected. There are, my children, so many poor souls now that are languishing in purgatory. Some will be there till the end of time. Will you not succor them, my children? Will you not pray for them and shorten their time in this place of dark suffering? You asked, my child, for those who are in hell. Remember, my children and my child, that if they are in hell, it is because they willed it so, preferring to have the materials and power of the world, even power over mankind, which they did not exercise for the glory of God, but for their own selfish human gains. My child and my children, there is an evil plan now in your country, the United States of America, and also the boughs are reaching like an evil tree into the land of Canada. Children are disappearing from the earth. My child and my children, I feel it necessary that I repeat to you again that you do not be bored at the repetition of the message, for it is urgent. Will your child be next? Many mothers' hearts are torn asunder, but they have found not the whereabouts of their children, but many have found the possibility of the whereabouts of their children, held as captives for the whim and humor of the Satanists. They are increasing in your country, my child, and all of the countries of the world. It is Satan and his armies now, knowing the time is short, to battle with the children of God. You, my child, must accept your suffering for the priesthood. It is a great gift of grace, though you cannot escape the torments of the body, my child. You cannot escape the suffering, for the suffering is the balm, B-A-L-M, my child, the balm for those who are waiting to enter over the veil. Day by day, man is killing now. Many countries shall be embroiled in wars until we have the greatest war of ever seen, nor shall ever be seen again, the Third World War, which shall engulf the nations, and many nations shall disappear from the force of the armaments being gathered now throughout Russia. Yes, my child, no matter how the world reacts to the truth, you will shout it from the rooftops that Russia has not accepted any overtures from Rome, unless Russia can be dedicated to the Immaculate Heart of Jesus and Mary. Unless they will recognize the truth, they will continue to go throughout the world, sowing seeds of discord, discontentment, and war. You know, my children, that war is a punishment for man's sins, but also war is an indication of the loss of the knowledge of God. My children, I cannot enforce myself upon you. I can only plead with you as a mother of mercy to turn back now while there is still a little time. Your time is growing short. I repeat again, there is only one grain left in the hourglass. My child and my children, do not be affrighted. Were it to be that I can come to you as a mother of glad tidings, I should be the first to come to you and throw my arms about you and solace you with the great knowledge that you have received a time permitted only by the Eternal Father to settle your estates and your way of life, to change it, to be on the narrow road to heaven, Do not forfeit your life, your eternal life, by wishing or coveting material gains of this world. For none shall follow you over the veil to plead your cause. The enemies of God are all about you. Russia has planned these days, my child and my children, and how I have begged for years of Earth's time that Russia be consecrated to my Immaculate Heart. When she is consecrated, she will be converted, my children, and then you shall see the world of joy again. Tears shall be banished, and mothers shall not sorrow until they die of grief for the loss of their children and their sons. My child and my children, I want you to understand that we have been patient with only the patience that God, the Eternal Father in the Holy Ghost, could manifest to you. No human being can understand the suffering that we have resolved ourselves to for your salvation and the salvation of all of the souls upon earth. My children, you are all my children. Do not allow me any longer to see the great evil that you are developing upon earth. You are giving yourselves over to seeking armaments to kill, and for what, my children? The Eternal Father shouts from the rooftops, "Thou shalt not kill thy brother." My child and my children, I wish now that there be taken 3 photographs. I say 3 because within these photographs, my child, you and you alone will find the date of the Third World War. Sit back, my child, now. Awaken. And take 3 pictures. You understand what I said to you, my child. 3 pictures. Side. She is atop, top of the tallest tree limb, on the right side of the statue, but our left side. Now, Our Lady is pointing up with her finger like this to her left side, and over by the tall limb above the Our Lady statue on the right side, Jesus is coming slowly down now. He has been standing just above, I'm fascinated at the way he's coming down because he doesn't walk the way we do. He absolutely floats as though he's weightless. It's so beautiful to see. Jesus is smiling now. He has on a burgundy cape, and there is a trim of gold also about his cape on around the outside edge. I would say about an inch. And Jesus is now, he is tugging at the top of his clothing like this. And I notice that he's loosening the gold tassel like a fringe that he has about his top of his cloak. And in the back of Jesus' cloak there's a cowl. Our Lady calls it a cowl. Also the same color. It looks like a burgundy flush color, almost like a velvet. Now Jesus is smiling. I can see his hair. Everyone asks, what does Jesus' hair look like? Well, I believe his hair is sort of a light brown, but with the coloring of the his cape, his cloak, there is a resonance and a feeling of light coming from about him outside the cloak, which seems to give you the impression that he's all aglow in light. Now, Jesus is taking his finger and placing it to his lips, like this. That means to listen, my child, and repeat. We have wandered throughout the earth, my child and my children. For many earth years have I accompanied my mother to the will of the Eternal Father and the Holy Ghost to reach you, my children, before the dire catastrophes are upon you. Little did the world recognize the three plagues which originated from the mind of the Eternal Father. These plagues were called the Legionnaire's disease, herpes, and AIDS. But my children, as I told you in the past, many years ago, my child and my children, the bad shall be glorified and the good shall suffer. However, these diseases that came upon mankind originated through the merciful heart of the Eternal Father. Sufferings were brought upon those who must cleanse their souls to avoid hell. You ask, my child and my children, why must also the good suffer? As it was in the beginning of time, so it will be now, that no one shall be above the crucifixion or beyond it, in order to reach the eternal life of heaven. You must take up your cross and follow my path. My children, I shall not allow the scientific world to find a cure for AIDS because of the horrible nature of what brings on this disease called AIDS. It is being flaunted now as though the good were to be stomped upon and the bad shall receive the glory. My child, I know to speak again upon this subject of homosexuality shall bring much male of a dire nature to you again. But man must know that the Eternal Father perseveres to the end of his nature, for there is a point in everything in the creation of the Eternal Father that must come to an end when it has become the means for Satan taking souls fast into hell. Homosexuality shall never be accepted. In the writings of the good fathers, my child and my children, you were made fully aware in the Old and the New Testament of the book of life and love, the Bible. You have been made so aware of the dastardly acts of mankind as men consort with men. This shall not be accepted nor condoned by the Eternal Father, even if he has to send another plague upon you. No, my children, they shall not be given the cure. I see and understand, my child, your feelings in this matter. I know you have pity for all. Many are fast on the road to perdition. Many are to be pitied as they follow this road, especially my children, by advancing farther into the moors of Satan in practicing illegal, immoral acts. One of the fathers of your church, St. Paul, made it known to you quite licitly that men shall not consort with men, and neither shall men dress as women. These are all abominations in the eyes of the Eternal Father, whose hand steadily rocks back and forth the comet, whose hand steadily seeks to graze and throw upon you so that you will be planet struck with a comet. My child and my children, pray constantly a vigil of prayer going throughout your world and the earth for the little time that is being allotted to mankind. If I told you, my children, now, in clear sound, when your end is coming, you would hasten forth, running here and there, to and fro, trying to warn mankind. However, only a few will be saved. I say this, my child and my children, as you count the millions of souls upon earth, only a few will be saved. I also must give to you at this time another fact of your lives upon earth. You, as parents, mothers, fathers, must guard your doors well and rule, take discipline in the lives of your children, for they will bring much sorrow to your hearts as they grow. They grow in a world that has been given to Satan. When your child opens his home, the door, he will face the agents of hell loosed upon earth to reclaim his soul. Protect your children, my children. Be sure that as a parent, you do not fall down in your duties to teach your children, for many are now receiving schooling that is based on atheism. Their books and manuals you do not read, my children. You must, as parents, be a safeguard, a home of holiness for your children, or they will perish and your parents' tears shall flow upon the world, crying, too late, too late. My child and my children, you will also pray for John Paul II, for his time is growing short. There will be an attack upon him. I say will be. The outcome I cannot give you now, for only you, and you alone, my children of the earth, can save your vicar, John Paul II. Yes, my child, it is sad to have to report to you that those who are close to him, three figures in your photographs, my children, three figures with great power who are planning the fate of your vicar. You must warn him to be clear of those about him when he reads their writings. He will understand. However, we also ask that he send less time in going to and fro across the nations, for he makes it doubly difficult for us to protect him. Pray a constant vigilance of prayer. You have a good and holy father now in Rome, but should he be removed, there will come disaster. My child, I want to tell you at this time that we are not unaware of your physical suffering. It has been given to you, my child, because those who have received great graces, much is expected of them. And we accept you, my child, as a victim soul with other victim souls to save your vicar and my son's church upon earth. Our Lady has placed a hand upon the shoulder of Jesus. There are tears in her eyes. She spoke up and wishes you to know that her heart is truly bleeding. She suffers many thorns because of what is going on now in her son's churches upon earth. Our Lady is now going around Jesus. Jesus is standing right over Our Lady's statue, and Our Lady is going just around Our Lady. Jesus is going just about Our Lady. They're both moving over towards our right side, their left side. Jesus now is taking his hand like this, and he's making the sign of the cross. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Now Our Lady is murmuring to Jesus. I cannot hear what she's saying, just a murmur. But they're pointing. They're going over further to their left side. Now Jesus is extending his hand out like this and making the sign of the cross in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Ghost. Now Our Lady is motioning like this. Oh, they're coming across the sky. Oh, they look so beautiful because they're weightless. I see now Our Lady's slippers. She has on very delicate golden slippers with, I call them rosettes. They're little golden roses on the instep of her sandal, like a slipper. Now Our Lady is going over, and she's pulling her cloak about her, and Jesus is following. And he's looking about him now, and he's placing his first finger to his mouth. He's standing now over the blue banner, and Our Lady is still proceeding to get closer to his statue, above her statue. Our Lady's standing about 6 feet above her statue. And Jesus is now right next to her, but he's over the blue flag about 6 feet. Jesus is much taller than Our Lady. She only comes up to about his shoulder. But now Jesus is looking, and he's extending his hand now in the center, in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Our Lady is turning to her right now, and they're floating over to the left side, of our left side, just above the statue. And now they're following across the trees. They're going as far as they can to the trees there. And now Jesus is leaning over and making the sign of the cross in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Ghost. Our Lady, too, is extending her rosary with the beautiful crucifix, all golden, and she's making the sign of the cross in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Ghost. Now Jesus is looking all about. He seems to be very pleased. He's smiling very softly. And Our Lady now, Jesus is turning to his left, and he's now floating back across the sky over Our Lady's statue, and he's standing now just above the blue banner. And Our Lady has followed him. She's coming straight across very slowly, but she's carried on the wind as though she's weightless, just beautiful, and the light is still cascading all about her. She seems to be, like Ray once said, all lit up. There's no way to explain it. She looks beautiful. Now, Our Lady is looking over, and Jesus is touching his lips. My child and my children, be it known now that we have looked into the churches about the world, and we are much confused and perhaps cannot understand the nature of humans who can, in such little time, do so much to destroy my church, my house upon earth. You must restore my houses to their original condition. We ask that you return the statues to my churches, that you restore the main altar, that you replace the gating so that others may kneel in adoration to their God. This is only the beginning. There is much else that you, my pastors, can do, and those who wear the mitres shall do, or they shall find themselves quickly in hell. My child, you will see and continue with the work for heaven. It will become more difficult as the end is coming near, and Satan will gather and concert his enemies all about the world. He will send forth demons in human form. That startles you, my child, but you cannot fully understand in your human nature the power of Satan. It will be as though dead bodies had come to life, but they shall be demons within the bodies for but a short time. I cannot accept the world's reasoning for all of those changes that we hear of and we reach in prayers for. My child and my children, make it known to the world that there is not much time left for those upon earth to readjust their lives and turn back and restore their souls to a pleasing manner for God, your Father, the Eternal Father in heaven, and the Son and the Holy Ghost. I speak to you as for myself, my children, for as I am one, so am I in the Father and the Holy Ghost, as the Father is in me and the Holy Ghost. This is not complicated, my child, if you will remember the Trinity. Now, Jesus is extending himself as Jesus has brought forth from his cake a rosary. Oh, and he's now taking the crucifix of the rosary. Jesus is holding a beautiful rosary. It's not the same color as Our Lady's. It's all red like suffering. I get the feeling of tremendous suffering as I look at this rosary that Jesus is now holding up and making the sign of the cross in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Ghost. This, my child, is a prayerful means of suffering. We wish that the blood of Christ be upon mankind and not the blood of his brothers. You will now, my child, sit forward and take three photographs. Only one will you make known at this time. The sky is filled. It's just filled with the most beautiful angels. Oh, all about the trees and all above our heads. I can't count them all. They're just absolutely beautiful. They look sort of like young children. They don't have faces, but you don't feel that their faces are missing. They're so beautiful. But I would say, in my human language, that some of them are young. They look like children. Or perhaps it's their spirit of being so childlike that they look like children when they appear to us. They are wearing gowns of pastel shades, the most beautiful. Now, one of the angels has gathered, by placing its hands out like this, he's gathered a whole handful of roses. Roses from the bush. I don't know where they gathered the roses, but he now has a whole handful of roses, and he's taking them over to Our Lady. Our Lady is smiling. And now, as he gives her the roses, they seem to multiply. And Our Lady is holding now, it looks like dozens of roses, and they're all red, bright red roses in her hands. Now, Our Lady is taking them, Oh, she's going to throw them the way we do. Our Lady is taking the roses now, and she's throwing them like that. But they're going way beyond us, because Our Lady is heaving them this way. One, two, three, four, and Our Lady's turning. I'm counting the roses as they go by. They're going completely over our heads. Look at that. One, two, three, four, five, six, seven. Now, it looks like Our Lady has given much more than I counted seven, many more, because she has only about three now roses left in her hands. Now she's going over very fast. She's floating over to his statue now. And Our Lady is placing the three roses on the statue, right at Our Lady's cape. She's placing them, she's putting the ends of the roses into the cape of Our Lady, and two are on the statue's right side, and one is on her left side. They're just beautiful roses. And Our Lady said, now, you shall take a picture of the statue.